tweet at Radio Ray RTE. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, it being summertime and with all the summer berries on sale on the many roadsides around the country, we got talking about jam. And Laura Sinnott of Wexford Home Preserves has come in to us today to talk us through jam's popularity. First of all, Laura Sinnott, what's the difference between a preserve and a jam?
Well, a jam is a preserve.
Right, there you go. They're the same thing, are they? Yeah. So like, you're just posh, are you? Is that it?
That's it, yeah.
Before we get on to jam, preserves, whatever, have you any strong thoughts about cabbage?
I love cabbage. It's not strong. It's not a strong contender in our house, but I love cabbage. And I do like it, like you said before, fried.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's something nice about it, isn't there?
It's lovely, yeah.
And slightly brown at the edges.
Yeah, yeah. Comfort food.
Yeah. Nice. Okay. So how do you make, what's the basics of making a jam? I've never made a jam. I've watched my granny make jam, gooseberry jam, blackberry jam.
Yeah.
Is it just fruit and sugar?
It's just ours is just fruit and sugar. It's very simple. Yeah. We continued the traditional recipe when we took over from Tom's Aunt Ellen. So, and all her
Tom
recipes. Tom is my husband,
right.
Sorry.
Okay, yeah.
So myself and Tom own the company and his Aunt Ellen owned it before us. She established it in 1988. We bought the business from her in 2009. And Ellen came to work with me for a year to teach me the recipes. So it was very simple. It was just fruit and sugar. You stew down the fruit, make it soft, add the sugar, bring it up to between 103, 105 degrees. And that's it.
Right.
Bob's your uncle. Now, there's some jams that are harder to set, like a strawberry jam. So we'd, because it has less pectin in it.
Right, and pectin is the thing that gives it its gooey.
That'll make it set. Yeah. So for that, like we buy loads of Bramley apples from Ballycross Farm, for example, in Wexford.
I know it well, yeah.
We stew the apples and we add a little bit to the strawberry jam.
For the pectin. So it's natural pectin.
Yeah.
Aha. So it's a strawberry and apple jam, really, but you don't say that.
There's only 12%. But it makes it lovely taste.
Right.
Lovely taste. So very natural.
Is there any fruit you can't make a jam with?
God, I suppose not. Like,
what do you, what's in your range now?
Oh, there's all the basics. So strawberry, raspberry, blackcurrant, blackberry and apple.
Gooseberry,
rhubarb and ginger.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Ellen used to make a kiwi one.
Right.
So you hear all sorts, pineapple, then you can add, so like we'd have strawberry and elderflower, raspberry and rose water, got loads. And then the marmalades as well, you can have, like we have a poutine marmalade, a gin marmalade, whiskey marmalade, a grapefruit ruby marmalade,
right.
You know, so it's like, okay. It's endless, really.
Right, what's your advice then now from the picking of the fruit and the type of fruit right through to the storage, etc.?
I suppose if you can make it from any fruit, it doesn't have to be perfect fruit, you know, like the fruit you see on the shop shelves doesn't have to be perfect size and shape, and just whatever you have in the garden, or, you know, into the pot, bit of sugar, bring it up. It's easy.
You could have phoned this in.
I have no special tips, really. Like, I'm trained by eye from Ellen. So there's like, you know, it's bubbling a certain way and I know it's ready to come off. You know, there's all the little bubbles around inside the saucepan and I know
so
by eye, trained by eye.
You don't have some huge thermometer and some timer.
We use the thermometer as well.
There you go,
Just to be on the safe side. But I never used to for years.
You're just not giving away your secrets. That's what we'll have to get a bright light shining in your eyes to get the information out of you.
No, not at
Tell
all.
Tell me
it's
about the jam. Tell me about the jam. You're not getting out of here until I find out about the jam.
The marmalade is more of an art to it, I suppose, where it's a 2-day process. We work with two family farms, one in Seville and one in Sicily.
Right.
We bring in the fruit just after Christmas. Loads of it arrives at our kitchen door. We wash it. We take all the pips out by hand. We use the pips then to make our own pectin.
Uh-huh.
So we leave the pips soak overnight and you're coming in the morning and you have a natural pectin again. We shred it and then we leave the skins soak overnight. It softens them a little bit And then we cook it the next day. And that has to come up really high, a marmalade, you know, to get it to set.
And the skin is the coarse bits in the, is it?
Yeah, no. We use the whole orange.
The whole orange,
or
right.
Lemon, yeah. We use every single bit, so.
And what about, like, there are some people in my life, Tom in particular, who doesn't like strawberries in his strawberry jam. I tried to explain to him, he's only 11. Yeah. I tried to explain to him, well, that, you know, the clue's in the title, it's strawberry jam.
Yeah, oh yeah, he doesn't like the pieces.
Yeah, he doesn't like the pieces.
Yeah. Oh yeah, okay.
What do you do?
Well, we do like a no peel marmalade,
right.
And we do a donut, lovely donut jam for Pettit's Super
which is,
Value,
which is Blitz.
We have to pulp that.
Yes. So that's the one I should get for Tom. And this is your busiest time of the year.
Yeah, and we're very busy. We take in all the rhubarb. We have the apples coming in. We'll have the blackcurrants coming in. And then we're straight into Christmas from September
onwards. Yeah.
Hampers, we make cranberry sauce,
right.
Make brandy butter. We do a whole range for Dunstore Simply Better stuff. And nobody gets holidays from September
to
Christmas.
We're not going to stop our love affair with jam anytime soon.
No, I don't think we are. Like, it's a staple, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a staple, yes. I can't get pineapple jam anymore, says somebody.
Yeah, I know. It wasn't a strong seller.
Was it not? No,
Ellen tried it. So we didn't.
Laura and Tom have a fantastic business and a wonderful product. They're always exceptionally genuine and generous to their local community. Great to hear them on the National Airways.
Oh,
there you go.
Thanks very much.
Laura Sinnott, thank you very much. Wexford Home Preserves.
That's
the name of the business. And you can see them all over the place.
All over, yeah.
Okay. Thanks Laura.
Thanks,
thank you. Anish Toshin and the Priest Skelton and Oakdale and Amora Breed Nicoulon.